American Airlines chairman and CEO Don Carty has quit. His resignation follows a week of disputes with the company's unions over issues of trust and attempts to avoid bankruptcy. Bill Zeeble reports from member station KERA in Dallas.
A special all-day board meeting of AMR, the parent company of American Airlines, focused on attempts to avoid bankruptcy. It appeared the company had reached that goal when American's three unions agreed to massive concessions last week. But after the rank and file learned of special executive pension and bonus deals they'd been unaware of while they voted on concessions, they were outraged. Carty's subsequent apologies were deemed too little, too late. Thursday afternoon, he resigned, saying it was clear his continuing on as chairman and CEO was still a barrier to the company's success. Captain Steve Blankenship, with the pilots' union, said that news sent the right message.
When you look at the amount of trust that has been violated, credibility, confidence in Mr. Carty and his leadership, with the storms that we're facing, it was the right decision.
AMR's board named American Airlines Chief Operating Officer Gerard Arpey as the new CEO. Director Edward Brennan is the new chairman. And the unions also negotiated a better concession deal. Pilots Union President Captain John Darrah said the six-year contract would be shortened to five.
I think the most important issue in what we've been through this past week, an incentive program that ties labor and management together, that when management shares and gets the rewards that labor shares in them.
Darrah said these changes must be approved by each union's board. The Allied Pilots Association and Transport Workers Union have done that. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants has not. The APFA says it still has concerns about the concession package, adding it will continue to do everything possible to avoid Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing by AMR. But the situation, it says, remains very fluid. Gerard Arpey is reportedly in nonstop talks with the flight attendants to reach an agreement. Without one, the company will reportedly file for bankruptcy Monday morning. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.